OTC and all those things. So once we connect, it'll automatically take all those whatever activities we have. It will take that, create an event log, it will give the entire process. So because that's expensive, what we are doing is we are taking the tables ourselves, and in night we are preparing the the event log, and that event log we upload.
Give me your phone.
Okay. And that event log we upload onto Celonis, that will give the process.
The event log, once you get the event log, you already have something like some mining done, right? Like,
yeah.
Now I know what is the mapping, the route, all that. So now.
Let's use that for visualization. We have like a lot of transactions, right?
Mm-hmm.
So each transaction will have so many line items. It's like each transaction will have
but
like multiple items.
It should have some rules, right? For example, I mean, it should have some rules.
Mm-hmm.
So in purchase department, there are we three of us.
Mm-hmm.
All three of us have PO processing rights. So all of our names will be in the event log. So in the event log, so it might analyze the number of transactions and the timing and all this. So, is it trying to build a process chart kind of a thing, or it will also throw some exceptions if it has
it
to?
It will build a process chart, the entire based on so many, say you have like 2 lakh transactions,
huh.
It will build a process map.
Okay.
So, whatever is the mainstream path, that will come as a, you know,
straight. Okay.
So whatever.
No, how will it know what is the straight path?
Yeah.
We should define something.
Yeah, there are two options. One, we can use their AI. It only defines, like, it gets to know whatever is the main path, mainstream path, and happy path, that is called, and wherever there is a deviation. Or there is, we can build our own process flow.
Mm-hmm.
Paths. Mm. Based on that, we show the flow of transactions. That is more accurate. That is from business to business. We can only define the paths.
So the outcome could be those exceptions and scope for improvement.
Scope for improvement, like say for when you have to do user level analysis. If say for example a PO is aged and it is like locked again by and raised and again released. Again, go back to the department. Like a lot of time getting wasted there. And say, for example, the goods is received, and there's a lot of time taken to clear the QC.
Mm-hmm.
And then who cleared the QC? You have it. That user is taking a lot of time. Can do everything analysis there.
So this
and
is
even in the sales process also.
Only where everything is on system.
Mm.
Most of it. If I'm doing something outside Excel, then.
That's difficult here. You have to get that data manually.
Here, this company is having different data at different location. We are bringing from different place.
Have you uploaded something on
data? We are getting from different place. This
Sun Pharma. For Sun Pharma, we are getting from different systems.
Event log.
We are taking from easy commerce system.
Data
POD
to
your
clothes.
What transactions are uploaded there?
All the PO details. See, Easy Commerce data has details of PO, when it was submitted, when it was released, when it was blocked, again re-released, created, all those data. To get that data, we are getting that from Easy Commerce.
SAP is not making documentation on that.
No, it doesn't have all this data.
This is the created
on
this date,
but this is the
created on this
date. So you should
match
that. Allahu Akbar.
Hello?
Salaam alaikum ma.